It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
High school basketball is back on the air here tonight, and a little bit later of a start time. Apologize for that. That's the nature of the Northeast Kansas League, and happy to be in Troy tonight as the Trojans play host to Jefferson County North in a Northeast Kansas League double dip. Excited to bring it to you here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Good evening from Troy High School. Brandon Tamman, Megan Sturton, our studio producer, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Two crucial games tonight, starting with the girls, and then the boys will follow that, of course. But four teams right in the mix in the Northeast Kansas League, and both games have certainly league title implications as we're pushing to the back half of the season here in the month of February. Starting in the girls' game, Jefferson County North, 10-6 overall. They are 4-1 in league play. They have won five straight and seven of their last eight. Go to the other side in Troy. They are 9-6 and 3-1 in league play. For JCN, they're playing their fourth game in 6 days. For Troy, they haven't played in 11 days. So it's going to be interesting. Could see some fatigue maybe on the side of JCN compared to maybe a little bit of rust for the Troy girls. Now when we get to the boys' game, Jefferson County North, as hot as any team in the league, they have won six straight, 10 of their last 11. They're 12-4 entering tonight, 4-1 in league play. Troy, they're coming off a one-off victory earlier last week, I should say. Got a game against Nemaha Central, victory there, but the Troy boys, 9-7. They are undefeated at 4-0 in league play entering tonight. It's Troy hosting Jefferson County North. We dive into the girls' contest right after this as our pregame coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Inside the Northeast Kansas League here tonight, the Troy Trojans playing host to the Chargers of Jefferson County North. Our girls game on tap first. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we start with Jefferson County North under 20th year head coach Steve Knoll. A record of 10-6 overall. They are 4-1 in league play. They have won 5 straight and 7 of their last 8. It is 4 juniors and 1 senior in the Charger starting 5 here tonight. The 4 juniors, you got Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson. Gwen averaging over 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Karina Johnson just south of 7 points per contest. The other 2 juniors, Carly Porter, 5 points, 5 rebounds a game. Taylor Trick as well, averaging north of 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. And the lone senior, Riley Thompson, just south of 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. So again, for Steve Knoll and JCN, the girls starting 5 tonight, Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson, Riley Thompson, Carly Porter, and Taylor Trick. For Derek Jasper, 29th year at the helm for the Troy Trojans basketball program, and it starts with Harper Wettstein, the 5'9 senior, 52 points from tying, 53 points away from becoming the school's all-time career leader in total points. She is averaging nearly 24 a game this season. Haley Groff, a 5'4 sophomore guard, at 8 points per game as well. Also, Nicole Judd in the backcourt, 5'3 senior guard at just south of 5 points per game. Haley Williams, a 5'8 junior, and Allison Grable, a 5'6 senior. The opening tip-off coming your way next here on KNCA.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA tonight from Troy High School, Trojans and Jefferson County North in the Northeast Kansas League. Opening tip-off here for the girls' game brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Megan Sturton on the ones and twos. Brandon Tabman here courtside. We are ready to rock and roll. JCN, they have won 5 straight, 7 of their last 8. Troy, they have not played in 11 days. And here we go from Troy High School. Underway here in this big-time Northeast Kansas League matchup. JCN wasting little time with a right-side shot. That one missed by Quinn Blattner. Long rebound and going out of bounds in the corner. And a one-and-done possession there for Jefferson County North as we are just underway here in our girls' game tonight. Here is the Northern Iowa commit. Harper Wettstein into the front court from left to right. Trojans in the home white uniforms. Trojans in cursive across the front. Blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in gray. All green road uniforms here for the Chargers with JCN on the front. The left corner three buried by Haley Williams. And a good start here for the Troy offense. A 3-0 burst as JCN gets it right up the floor quickly. They beat the press and Carly Porter gets JCN on the board. So we exchange buckets. 3-2 Troy in front. At 7:17 to go here in this opening quarter. Good pace, good action. Not even a minute in. Troy swinging it around the perimeter. Here's Wettstein with it. Right side works it back. Long pass into the corner. It goes with Williams. She'll drive baseline. Bouncing it short corner right. Now curling in the lane is Goff. Gets it up off the window. Count it and one. 5-4 sophomore Haley Groff extending the Troy lead to 5-2 and a chance at another with the old-fashioned three-point play. First foul going against Jefferson County North. That is Karina Johnson. And Groff at the line. 8 points per game, her season average. She is off the heel strong, and it's tipped out of bounds. And it goes to JCN, so unable to convert on that and-one opportunity. But Troy, back-to-back buckets, and a 5-2 lead at 6:59 to go in this opening quarter. And mentioning the stakes here in terms of the Northeast Kansas League standings, as JCN is having some struggles here with this Troy full-court pressure. The ball is still on the floor, and it's finally taken away by Harper Wettstein. Career leader in steals, Harper Wettstein, adding to her total, averaging 6 thefts per game. Inching closer to the all-time scoring mark. Career leader in assists as well. Tremendous career for the Northern Iowa commit. She has it on the dribble. Works it around the perimeter from left to right. Backs it up and picks up that dribble. Now her pass bounced to the right side to Groff. And then Groff had it ripped away and a turnover by Troy. Taken away by Taylor Schrick. Works it into the front court. Left bounce pass to Karina Johnson for three. Missing long off the rim. Carly Porter, though, an offensive rebound. And gets it back up top, but then knocked away and taken away by Troy as JCN turns it over for a second time. Quickly into the paint. It's Harper Wettstein doubled, spinning, still turning, figuring it out. And then Grable straight away for three. It's off the heel. Rebound for Gwen Blattner in Jefferson County North. She works it with pace into the front court. Backs it out for a long right wing two. This one missing off the back iron, and this one taken away by Haley Groff. Is Troy leading 5-2, pushing into the front court from left to right. Gwen Blattner getting a hand on that corner pass. It goes out of bounds into the second row, and JCN will be on the defensive end still with Wettstein throwing it in far side of the floor. Dumps it into Groff, holds it high above the hip, puts it on the dribble twice, back near midcourt. Here's Harper Wettstein, averaging 24 points per game. Into the corner it goes. Now back to Judd on the right wing. JCN extending out a 2-3 zone defense to start. Troy out to a 5-2 lead. We've played 2.5 minutes. Here's Groff from downtown off the back iron. And a foul on the rebound attempt going against Troy. Their first foul here in tonight's game. They get the 5'8 junior Haley Williams over the back. JCN getting it back down 5-2. Just south of 5.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Troy ramping up the pressure here once again. Taylor Schrick, good touch pass. Beyond the midcourt line to Gwen Blattner. Now a right touch inside and missing a shot off the window is Riley Thompson. It's cleared away by Allison Grable and Troy. 5-2 start here for the Trojans about 3 minutes into this one. Well, crazy about this game, Troy. It's their first game in 11 days. JCN is playing their fourth game in 6 days. JCN beat Osawatomie last night by 20 and have won 5 consecutive games. Here's Wettstein dribbling in between the rings. Now it's Judd right side on the wing. Long skip pass over the top to Wettstein. No shot clock here at Troy. Something to monitor as we continue throughout the night. Wettstein on the dribble. Gets to the right elbow. Pulls it up from there. Rattles it in for two. Harper Wettstein, her first bucket tonight. A smooth J from the right elbow. And a 7-2 start here for the Trojans as JCN gets it into the front court here from right to left. That pass tip taken away. Another turnover. Third turnover already for Jefferson County North. And the Trojans have a 5-point advantage here with Wettstein in the front court. Now Judd in the right corner. Here's Williams diving in. Little awkward step. Got a shot up and off the window, but no good. And it was rebounded by Gwen Blattner, and then she immediately threw it to the wrong team. And then Troy giving it right back. They turn it over. 2-on-1 break here. Riley Thompson, left-handed layup. No. Offensive rebound. Second chance. Spun up and in from the right side. Karina Johnson. Her first points for the Chargers tonight. 7-4 Troy. Just south of 4 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Zone defense once again. Here's Groff, left side. It's Williams in the corner. Back to Groff on the wing. Not using the dribble. As Williams and Groff playing a little hot potato far side of the floor. Back up top to Wettstein here. Closed out quickly by Taylor Schrick. JCN about to sub in 3 new bodies here at the next dead ball. Groff bouncing to Judd. Wide open, straight away 3. Wettstein, better believe, from downtown. 39th made triple this season for the Northern Iowa commit. A 10-4 advantage now for Troy, and Wettstein with 5 early ones. Here's a hard drive beating the press, and a travel is called. There was a lot of contact there with Porter underneath. And JCN now their 5th turnover here in this opening quarter as they bring on 3 new subs. Get it marked down here. as we will see Lucy Knoll, a sophomore, into the game. Reese Knoll as well, a freshman. Troy getting set to throw it in. And Troy turned it over on the inbounds pass, looking down for 1 second, and Wettstein stepped over the line before throwing it in, and that is ill-advised, to say the least, so the Chargers get it right back. Emery Hernandez also on the floor, gets her first touch. Here's the Chargers going right to left in this opening period. They're down 10-4, so we approach the final 3 minutes of the first 8 minutes. Here is Reese Knoll with the basketball, trapped into the corner. Groff nearly took it away, and finally taken away by Wettstein. It's another turnover by the Chargers. Wettstein long pass to Judd, inside looking for Williams, knocked away and out of bounds. Correction, that was Grable down low, and it stays here with Troy. 2:55 to go in this opening quarter, and the Trojans at home leading by six. It's 10-4. Here's Wettstein, near side to throw it in, gets it into Judd, right back to Wettstein in the right corner. Long skip pass to Groff, touch pass into the corner, and it was off target, and Williams couldn't save it from going out of bounds, and Troy turns it over for a fourth time here in the first five-plus minutes. Trojans 10, Chargers 4. 2:47, clock moving south first quarter. JCN, a tough handle on it again, and they turn it over again. Here's Wettstein, a long NBA range three. It was on target, and the long rebound, though, off the iron, taken down by Lucy Knoll for JCN. Here's Reese, elbow jump shot left side. That one too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Lucy Knoll. Second chance, no. Fighting for it again, and another opportunity. Missed by Lucy Knoll. She gets it for a third time, and she finally puts it up and in. The sophomore, Lucy Knoll, aggressive on the offensive glass, and the Trojans' lead cuts to four at 10-6. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Judd on the right wing. Long skip pass to Williams in the corner. Now Groff up top. Chargers about to make a couple more subs in the next dead ball. Wettstein, left wing, open, triple. Yes, that's too easy for what could be soon the all-time leading scorer in Troy history. She has 8 early points, and she gets a steal on the inbounds pass, and now it's knocked away, and the Trojans give it right back. Second time here we've alternated turnovers, and then JCN gives it right back. Here's an elbow jump shot that is up and good for Haley Groff. Boy, a wild sequence, and the Trojans get two. Steve Knoll has seen enough, and JCN has to burn a timeout as the lead has gone to 15-6 in favor of Troy here at home. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as our timeouts here on KNZA, presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Been alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you here on KNZA. You take a look at the girls Northeast Kansas League standings coming into tonight. Moore Hill and Horton, both undefeated at 5-0. You got JCN and Troy, both with one loss each. JCN at 4-1, Troy at 3-1. Also Riverside in the mix at 4-1 as well. So those are the top five teams entering tonight, as we are pretty much halfway through the league portion of the schedule in 2026. Out of the quick timeout, JCN down 9, their largest deficit. Now working into the front court. They've turned it over 9 times unofficially already here in this first not even 7 minutes. Here's a right side shot, high arcing, Emery Hernandez. It was well short. And a rebound for Troy, taken down by Haley Williams. Now a chance for the Trojans to get up by at least 10 here on this possession. Here is a lengthy three, left wing. It's bottoms for Haley Groff, who's got 7. Troy on fire here in the first quarter. They lead it 18-6 as we come up on the final minute here. And JCN continuing to struggle with this press. But finally in the hands of Riley Thompson, and then her pass knocked out of bounds. Looking for Reese Knoll in the front court. Judd the last to touch, so JCN will keep it. Taylor Schrick back into the game quickly, taking the spot of Reese Knoll. And also Gwen Blattner going to check back in as well for the Chargers, and taking the spot of Hernandez. And the Trojans out to an 18-6 lead as we got a minute to go here in this first quarter. Wettstein a couple of threes. She has 8 points. Haley Groff, 7. Top two scorers for Troy in this opening quarter. Now on the perimeter, a whistle and a foul going against Troy. Get this one on Haley Groff. That is her first in team foul number 2. 54 seconds left in this first quarter. 12-point lead here for Troy at home. Troy won both meetings last season between the Chargers. It was 51-25, the final score in this gym. And then it was 60-35, the Troy win on the JCN home floor. Here's a pass into the corner. JCN, another tough one. They turn it over again. 49 seconds and counting first quarter. It's all Troy here in this first period. 18-6, they lead it by a dozen. Here's Judd with it on the perimeter. Now Grable, one dribble in, up top, good ball fake, left side, Williams will fire, this one not there, and a long rebound though for Haley Groff, and a second chance here for Troy. 31 seconds and counting, here's Wettstein, a little bit shaded to her right, gets a ball screen, in the lane, kicks it right, Judd fires a triple, this one off the front rim, tipped out near the midcourt line, out of bounds, and it goes back to Jefferson County North. 21 seconds to go in the quarter, Troy's lead 18-6. And the turnover is a massive issue here for the Chargers early on in this game. JCN as hot as any team in the league coming into tonight. Five straight wins and seven of their last eight have gone their way. Here's another errant pass from near side to far side and another JCN turnover up the floor. Wettstein off balance and bangs her knee a little slow to get back up, but she lays it in for two right at the horn, and that takes us to the end of a dominant Troy first quarter. My goodness, 10 for Harper Wettstein. 7 for Haley Groff, and they lead Jefferson County North 20-6 at the end of one. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA presented by Rainbow Communications, and the Trojans right out the gate here in the second quarter picking up where they left off. A JCN turnover and another steal for Wettstein, trying to add to an already 14-point lead. That lengthy three a little bit short, but a long rebound chased down by Wettstein. Second chance opportunity on this opening possession of the second quarter for Troy. Wettstein again, why not? She's hot. And from the left wing, she buries her third three here in the first half. She has 13, and it's 23-6 in favor of Troy. Coming out with a statement in their first game in 11 days. And a travel call is made against JCN. That was Riley Thompson trying to make a post move inside. And the turnovers mounting well high for JCN. As we're just underway in quarter number two, Troy led it 20-6 after one. 23-6, we stand 40 seconds into this second quarter. Well, coming into tonight, Wettstein 52 points away, and there's a steal. We'll get back to that thought in a moment, but a turnover by Troy. Into the front court, it's Lucy Knoll. Right side pass it goes, Gwen Blattner, good look, a long two, it's long. Fighting for the offensive rebound is Lucy Knoll, who has five boards already here in the first half, and then she lost the handle, and it's taken away for another Charger turnover. Wettstein with 13 points here in the first half. She came into tonight 52 points away from tying the all-time career scoring record. So she is well on pace to shatter that here in the next couple of games. Wettstein has it left side to Groff. They don't close out. She's wide open for three. It was on target but long, and a rebound for JCN and Taylor Schrick. And then Schrick underneath immediately tied up, and the possession arrow gives it back to Troy, which means another Charger turnover. 6:35 to go first half, 23-6, Troy leading at home. Wettstein 13 already, 7 from Groff, 3 from Williams, the scoring for Troy. Here's Wettstein around a couple of screens, backing out left wing, into the corner with Groff, one dribble right, back up top to Wettstein, looking left, now looks inside, goes right with it to Judd on the wing. A couple of dribbles right, tipped in the air, and that's a steal, good hands there by Lucy Knoll. Taken away by JCN. She works it into the front court. Hands it off to Taylor Schrick. Blattner in the corner. Schrick up top. JCN has not had much opportunity here in this first half to settle in the front court. And right when I say that, another errant pass that's thrown into the second row. JCN turns it over again in this first half. That is a major bugaboo for the Chargers right now. And they're trailing 23-6 at 6:06 to go in this second quarter. JCN backs it. defensively as Wettstein from left to right works it into the front court. Here's Grable at the elbow and a pass to the right side. Well short on a three, missed by Williams. And that rebound pushing Karina Johnson had it knocked away, and she gathers the dribble back and works it into the front court from right to left down the middle. Pass to the short corner left, dribbling back out. Emery Hernandez now on the wing, spinning on a double team, has to find help. Does so up top here as Wettstein, thievery again, taking it away from Karina Johnson as JCN turns it over again. Wettstein at least four steals already in this first half of play. We still got 5.5 minutes to go until the half. Here's Groff going to work inside to Grable. Kicks it right back. It is another three. Spinning it in there. Toilet bowl finish for Harper Wettstein. She is on one tonight. 16 and four triples. And the largest lead is now 20 points for Troy at 26-6. We might be seeing a historic night at this pace. And another turnover by the Chargers, a travel call against Reese Knoll in the front court. My goodness, Harper Wettstein, 4-3, 16 points already. She has the casual dribble down the middle of the floor. Gets it off to Groff with a short pass left wing. Back up top with it, Ludke has checked in here for Troy. Here's Groff left wing, dribbles in, back up to Ludke, right side again, wide open. But long on this one was Wettstein, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt against Troy underneath. Boy, Coach Steve Knoll not pleased with the amount of open looks that Harper Wettstein is getting from downtown. And that time fortunate, as the Troy foul is on Allison Grable, her first, and the first foul on either side here in this second period. South 5 minutes to go until the half. It's all Troy. They lead it by 20, and JCN continuing to have the issues with the turnover. Bugaboo, they give it away again. Here's Wettstein down the middle of the floor. Good look. Williams down low. She lays it in for two. Steve Knoll has to burn a timeout. Harper Wettstein doing a little bit of everything. She adds an assist to her total. It is 28-6. Troy, timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. We're back at 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Been all Troy here in the girls' game so far. We got 4.5 minutes to go until the halftime break, and Troy's lead on JCN is 28-6. Harper Wettstein, four threes already, 16 points, seven from Groff, five from Haley Williams. Turnovers mounting high. That has been a major factor on the negative side for JCN. As out of the timeout, they get it to Schrick in the front court, missing a left elbow jump shot halfway down and out. One of the better looks for JCN in this opening half. And the rebound cleared away for Haley Groff. Here's Judd on the wing left. Back between the rings. Back down near midcourt is Wettstein surveying the defense. Closed out by sophomore Lucy Knoll. Wettstein goes left. Groff on the wing. Wettstein cuts through. It's not there. Groff works it back around the perimeter. Steps in. Pulls up from the free throw line. And the shooter's touch up and over the rim for two. Haley Groff now with 9. 30-6. Troy extending on this massive lead. South 4 minutes to go until the half. Stepping into one here, and halfway down and out, Taylor Schrick missing, and another rebound this time for Allison Grable. Boy, just nothing going the way for JCN in the first half of this one tonight. Here's Groff, head of steam around the perimeter, picks it up on the right wing, fakes a pass, and then that pass looking for Wettstein, tipped into the hands of Judd. Now Wettstein from the right wing, dives in, little awkward shot, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Jefferson County North, taken in by Emery Hernandez. Here's JCN in the front court, down 24 with 320 to go here, in this first half of play. Wettstein thought she had a steal on the perimeter, but instead it's going to be a foul call against Haley Groff. That is her second in team foul number two, as Kyler Ludke checks back into the game for Troy, taking the spot of Haley Groff. 3:18 to go until the halftime break. Troy leading it 30-6. JCN gets it right in. It's Lucy Knoll. Thought about a three, turns it down, steps into the lane. Now Hernandez driving, kicking corner. Blattner left side, three, book it. Finally, something positive for JCN. Gwen Blattner from downtown makes it 30-8. Or correction, they called it a 2. So her foot's on the line. It's 30-8. South of 3 minutes to go until the half. Here's Judd, right elbow, picks it up there. And skips it left side to Wettstein, who curls in. Right side pass. Now Judd gets it back. Skips it over to Ludke, left side on the wing. Nice ball fake, gets to the block and draws a foul. And Kyler Ludke to the line to shoot a pair for Troy. And the foul on JCN's Taylor Schrick. That is her first. And the first team foul on JCN here in this second quarter. As Kyler Ludke goes to the line. Just her 13th free throw attempt of the season. That one was on target, but a little bit strong. No good. 5'7 sophomore Ludke, averaging under 2 points, two rebounds a game. Spins it in the hands. Fires with the right. That one halfway down and out. She goes 0 for 2. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Taylor Schrick for JCN. Troy leading it by 22 later portions of the second quarter. Here's a great move inside, but missing the shot was Emery Hernandez. And off the miss, Allison Grable clearing it away for Troy as Wettstein down the middle from left to right. Gets a right side screen from Grable. Now Judd steps back, a three on the way. It's in there again. Harper Wettstein, are you kidding me? 5 threes and 19 in the first half. It is 33-8 Troy. Just for the record, most points in a game she set last year, 43. She is well on pace for that. Here's a missed shot on the right block by Hernandez, and then a tie-up inside with Williams and Schrick, and the possession arrow going to give it back to JCN. Three new subs in for JCN. Riley Thompson, Carly Porter, Reese Knoll all checking in. Chargers just trying to find something positive here with 2:03 to go until the half. They trail 33-8 here at Troy. But again, this is their fourth game in 6 days. And you got a Troy team as fresh as any, having not played in 11 days since the Thunder Classic. Offensive rebound off the miss inside by Porter, and then that pass tipped out of bounds by Judd on the near sideline. So JCN keeps it. 1:49 to go until the halftime break. Here's Taylor Schrick, between the rings out high, waist high dribbles with the right hand. Now at the free throw line, it's knocked away, and JCN turns it over again. Here's Allison Grable, now Wettstein in the corner, gets by Schrick, shovels it left corner, bobbled a minute there by Williams, she picks it back up, and Judd, top of the key, hands it off to Wettstein, who backs out high on the left wing. Under 90 seconds to go until the half, it's all Troy. 19 and 5 threes already for Wettstein, she has it on the dribble. Here's Elliot Geiger, who just checked in as well for Troy, her first touch. Now Judd up top, down to a minute 15 to go until the half. Again, no shot clock here at Troy. Troy taking their time on this possession with Grable on the dribble. Hands it off to Wettstein again. Decent look, right wing. This one not there, a little strong off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Grable. And another chance here for Troy. And that's a travel there, easy called there, as on the left wing, Nicole Judd got it from Allison Grable and forgot to put the dribble down. And Troy turns it over for a ninth time unofficially here in this first half. But it's been all Trojans. Their lead 33-8. And now under a minute to go in this second quarter. Here's Schrick with it. Diving in. Reese Knoll got a decent look. Couldn't get it to go from the right block. And the rebound secured by Nicole Judd. Here is Judd into the front court. Now Groff curls into the lane. Scoops it up the left hand. Couldn't get it to go with the English on it. And off the miss, Riley Thompson for JCN. Up the floor, Reese Knoll. And 33 seconds and counting. Let's see what JCN does here. Down 33-8. Long pass back to the top of the key with Reese Knoll. Had it knocked away, and they're going to get a foul on Troy. And they get Groff with her third here in the first half. And that quickly gets a sub to the Troy side as Lena Wiedmer, freshman, going to check in for the first time tonight, appearing in her 11th game this season. 25.7 seconds to go here for JCN in this second quarter, trailing by a lot. And there's Wettstein on the pickpocket, coast-to-coast. Left-handed layup is pure. 21 in the first half for Harper Wettstein, and it's 35-8 Troy. Final 12 seconds here in the half. Pass inside, gathered by Porter. Then she lost it, taken away again as Wettstein trying to chase that ball into the front court. Spins, fires, can't get it to go. That'll take us to the halftime break after the miss was cleared by Carly Porter. My goodness me, what a first half for the Troy girls. Harper Wettstein, 5 threes made, 21 points. Troy leading and dominating Jefferson County North. Our girls' halftime score is 35-8. halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KNZA, presented by Highland Community College, alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNZA. Brandon Tedman with you as we are at Troy High School tonight. Trojans hosting Jefferson County North. Boy, two teams, even Stevens, when you look at records, league, overall. But in this girls' game, Harper Wettstein and Troy, they were not messing around. Their first game in 11 days, and then on the other side, you got JCN playing their fourth game in the last 6 days, and right now the rest has been the key. Harper Wettstein, 5 threes and 21 points in that first half, and Troy is all over JCN at the halftime break. Our score, 35-8. Well, let's get you the numbers in this opening half. We just talked about it. Harper Wettstein, 21 points and 5 threes, clearly outscoring JCN well by herself. She came into tonight 52 points away from tying the all-time points record for a career. She's already boasted 21 in the book here in the first couple quarters, so she is well on pace to eventually eclipse that mark. She's already the school's all-time career leader in steals and assists, and a game or two away, depending on the pace, from becoming the all-time scoring leader as well for a career. Outside of that, Haley Groff had 9 in the first half. She hit a 3 as well. Haley Williams also hit a triple and had 5 points. Those three, the only scores for Troy in that opening half. Some other numbers for Troy. They had 9 turnovers, missed all 3 of their free throw attempts. They had 11 total rebounds and hit 7 triples, with Wettstein connecting on 5 of the 7 from downtown. Again, JCN unofficially 22 turnovers in the first half. They did out-rebound Troy by 4. JCN did not shoot a free throw attempt, and they did not hit a single 3. They had 2 points apiece from Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson, Carly Porter, and Lucy Knoll. Our stats here on KNZA brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, of course, Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Girls halftime score, it's all Troy. They lead it 35-8. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Appreciate Megan Sturton, our studio producer tonight. Brandon Tabman here at Troy. Girls game, all Trojans, boy, at the half. 20-6, they led JCN after the first quarter. And then picked up on that with a 15-2 advantage in quarter number two. Right now the halftime score, Troy 35, Jefferson County North 8. Well, we take a quick peek at the boys' game coming up, second game of our double dip. The JCN boys come into tonight 12-4 overall, 4-1 in league play. They have won six straight games and 10 of their last 11. Now, Troy, they've been off for a week. Their last game exactly last week, last Tuesday, at home against Nemaha Central. Trojans, a big win in that one, 65-45. Troy entering tonight 9-7 overall, but they are undefeated at 4-0 in Northeast Kansas league play. Get our girls' score at the half. Troy 35, Jefferson County North 8. Final two-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy, for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paint work, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Much appreciated to Highland Community College. Once again, our halftime show sponsor here on KNCA. Close to home, far from dead. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Girls game about to start the third quarter. Megan Sturton, our KNCA producer tonight. Brandon Tabman here at Troy. Boy, goodness me, it's all Troy as we go to the start of the third quarter. 35-8, Troy leading Jefferson County North, 21 points and 5 triples already for Harper Wettstein, inching closer to the all-time career scoring leaderboard in terms of eventually becoming the all-time career leader in points for Troy. Entered tonight 52 points away from tying it, 53 from breaking it, and again in the first two quarters against JCN, 5 threes and 21 points for the Northern Iowa commit. So JCN, a lot of work to do. We switch sides. Troy in the home white uniforms from right to left. Opening possession of the third quarter, leading it in dominant fashion, 35-8. Here is Wettstein, left side on the wing, two dribbles right, back up top between the rings. Now Judd, right side of the floor on the wing. Little ball fake, back up top to Groff. Groff had 9 in the first half, including 7 in the first quarter. Inside to Grable, right block, turning to her left, and kicked it out to the left wing. Split a couple teammates there, and it goes out of bounds for a Troy turnover. 10 turnovers here tonight for Troy, and JCN gets a stop on their first possession defensively. And again, dealing with this full court pressure by Troy. Into the front court with it. Porter near side. Picks it up on the right wing. Skips it left side of the floor. Karina Johnson. Little soft touch on the floater. Couldn't get it to go. Grable had the rebound for a second. Knocked away and then gathering it right back in the far side corner. So Troy also getting a stop on their first defensive possession. And both teams over on their first offensive touch here of this second half. 35-8, the Troy lead. Not quite a minute into this third period. Here's Wettstein up top with it. Now left side to Judd on the wing. JCN going man-to-man here to kick things off in the third quarter. Now Grable on the right wing. Had it knocked away. Good active hands by Riley Thompson. Still on the active hands. Grable finally gets it off to Judd out near midcourt. No shot clock once again. Certainly different setting than some schools across the area. Judd holding it. Top of the key. Nearly got away with a double dribble, but kept one hand on the ball. Grable a right side three. Just grazed the front rim, but an offensive rebound for Judd. Here's Wettstein spinning in the lane, fading away, couldn't kiss it off the window, and it dribbles out into the corner and finally corralled by Taylor Schrick for JCN. Still looking for our first points of the second half. We played 95 seconds inside. Good look right on the block. Easy layup for two, Riley Thompson. And the senior finally in the books with her first basket makes it 35-10 Troy at 6:14 to go in this third quarter. Wettstein very casual into the front court. Now a left side pass to Judd on the wing. And hounded here by Karina Johnson. Good defense. Now into the corner it goes. It's Haley Williams. She goes baseline. Cut off on the short corner. Back up on the wing now to Grable. Grable to Judd. Right corner. 2-plus minutes gone by in this third quarter. It's been all Troy tonight. Leading right now by 25. Here's Grable on a drive. Rejected at the rim by Karina Johnson. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. Good defense inside. Helping out was Riley Thompson underneath. So Wettstein to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. 21 points and 5 triples in that first half. Gets it into Grable, another good defensive play. Riley Thompson rejected that shot, and getting it back is Grable. So another opportunity here for Troy with a big-time lead in this third quarter. Here's Williams, left side to Judd. She'll set, she'll fire, short arms a three. Right underneath was Wettstein to get the rebound. She missed a putback attempt and then trying to gather it up through a bunch of green jerseys and tried to force it up again, but a foul prematurely called against Riley Thompson, her first for JCN. So another opportunity, Wettstein. Now Groff, left elbow, into the corner with Judd. 5:23, clock move in third quarter. 35-10 Troy, and after all that, Troy turns it over. Here's Gwen Blattner into the front court, and then Wettstein comes away with another pickpocket. Incredible athlete up the floor. Here's Grable. Back out to Judd in the right corner. Dribbles to the right elbow. Williams sets, fires a long three. This one is a little bit long, but a long rebound for Nicole Judd. A lot of longs in there, but Troy keeps the possession. Now Groff, right corner triple. This one hits the rim twice and falls off. Karina Johnson clears it away for Jefferson County North. Troy leading it by 25 at 4:50 to go here in this third quarter. JCN looking inside. Good touch. And one underneath. Riley Thompson, chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Troy foul going against Allison Grable, her second. And team foul number one for Troy here in the third quarter. Reese Knoll, the freshman, back in for the Chargers. Also Lucy Knoll in there as well. So Riley Thompson, slow start tonight, but two buckets here in the third quarter already. She knocks in the free throw, which was the first free throw attempt for JCN here in this game tonight. Came at 4:47 to go in this third quarter. Lead for Troy is 35-13 as Wettstein walks it into the front court. Here's Judd now on the wing left. closed out by the freshman in Reese Knoll. Grable up top, two dribbles right, now three, picks it up there, and now on the wing. It's Wettstein driving in, gets to the rack, can't make the shot, gets her own miss, and puts up the second one, and it trickles in there. First points for Wettstein here in the third quarter. She's got 23, and she nearly came away with another steal, and it is finally taken away by Groff. Gets it up the floor. Groff all the way. Count it, and one, Haley Groff. She reaches double digits with 11 and a chance for one more. They get the foul on Carly Porter. That is her first. And JCN team foul number two is Groff. Casual with the free throw, knocks it home. Three-point play gives her 12 tonight. 40-13, Troy. As we're coming up on the halfway point, Wettstein, another steal. She is putting together a legendary kind of game, but it's business as usual for her, leading to a Groff bucket who now has 14, and we're inching a near 30-point margin here. Late portions of the third quarter, there's a missed shot, chasing it near midcourt. Finally corralled there by Allison Grable, who hasn't scored but does have 7 rebounds in this game. 42-13, Troy. Coach Jasper burns a 30. It has been a dominant display for Wettstein and the Trojans. That timeout of 30, and we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Harper Wettstein, 23 points and 5 threes to lead all scores. Haley Groff, also a good night with 14, and then 5 in the books for Haley Williams. Riley Thompson leading JCN. She's got 5, all here in the third quarter, and then 2 points apiece from Blattner, Johnson, Porter, and Lucy Knoll. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Troy leading at 42-13. Far side out, throwing it in is Troy. Here's Wettstein on the dribble. Angles left, fakes the handoff, dives in, stops on the left block, quickly triple team, gets it back out to Grable. Now Judd, now Williams, back to Wettstein. Nice ball fake. Little hesitation dribble, she lost it out of bounds. Good defense underneath, and Wettstein turns it over. 3.5 minutes to go in this third period. 42-13, Troy. Here's JCN into the front court with Riley Thompson bouncing it. A short J on the way. Thompson trying to fight for the miss underneath. Bodies hit the floor, and that should be a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it, I believe, here with JCN. Another sub in. Kyler Ludke back into the game for Troy, taking the spot of Haley Groff. 3:22 to go, third quarter, 42-13. It is all Troy here in this one. Here's Hernandez to throw it in, right side of the JCN backboard. Hesitates a little bit, now launching it back beyond midcourt, chasing it down the freshman, Reese Knoll, guarded by Ludke. Angles left, man-to-man defense here for Troy. Left side pass, it goes to Lucy Knoll. Inside to Thompson, good kick out. Karina Johnson a three, can't get that one to go. And fighting for it underneath is Allison Grable. She got knocked to the floor. Coach Jasper, I think, might have got a timeout in there, but I think they get a jump ball instead. And that'll give it back to Troy at 3:06 to go in the quarter. Well, again, it was 20-6 after one, 35-8 at the half. We sit 42-13 at 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Troy, they have not trailed at any point here tonight. Here's Judd. Williams now in the corner. Back up top to Judd. Steps in, kicks out. Ludke, she'll try. Air balls a three, and that one out of bounds. Back to JCN. Now for Ludke, just her 22nd attempt from downtown. That one no good. And here's JCN into the front court, down 29. Left side of the floor, Therese Knoll. Little floater. Nearly got it to go off the window, but missing right rim, and a rebound for Nicole Judd. And then Judd had it knocked away, still fighting for it underneath. Tied up with Riley Thompson. And Thompson, good hustle there, earning the possession back with the tie-up. So a turnover by Troy, make it 4 here in the quarter, 13 in the game unofficially. They dump it into Lucy Knoll, got a shot up inside, nearly got it to go, but she is fouled. She'll shoot 2. Good entry pass there. The Troy foul going against Ludke, that is her first. And team foul number 3 here in this third quarter. So here's Lucy Knoll at the line. And her first free throw is up and good. 5.5 points per game for the sophomore Lucy Knoll. She was a second-team All-League selection last season in the NEKL. She also has 5 rebounds in this game tonight. Big bend to the knees, fires it up, and that one good. And 4 points now for Lucy Knoll, and a 30-second timeout taken after the made freebie by Steve Knoll and Jefferson County North. Another casual 30, and that timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, thanks for joining us. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you. Girls game, it's been all Troy. They lead it 42-15. 2:33 to go in this third quarter. Expecting a good one tonight in the boys' contest as well, as you have JCN, winners of six consecutive games and 10 of their last 11. Charger boys at 12-4 overall, 4-1 in league play. Troy coming into tonight undefeated in league play at 4-0. They are 9-7 overall under first-year head coach Keith Wettstein. All right, out of the timeout, it is Wettstein, Grable, Ludke, Williams, and Groff for the Trojans. You have Blattner, you got Lucy Knoll, you got Reese Knoll, you got Karina Johnson and Emery Hernandez, the five, for JCN. Officially under 2.5 minutes to go in this third period. 42-15, all Troy. Wettstein caught out near midcourt. Now on the right wing to Grable. Two dribbles left. Now three. Gets in the lane. Had it knocked away. And a steal there by Reese Knoll. Turnover by Troy. Reese wanting to go coast to coast. Takes it coast to coast. Can't get it up and in. Thompson got two offensive rebounds. Two looks underneath. She missed them both. And then Thompson is tied up after a third opportunity with Kyler Ludke. And the possession arrow gives it back to Troy. Well, Riley Thompson a little flustered there. She had two offensive rebounds, two looks at it. Couldn't get either one to go. So it stays 42-15, Troy, as we're up on the final 2 minutes of this third quarter. Here's Wettstein into the front court. Lobs a pass right wing. Back up top, it's Groff. Groff's second leading scorer with 14 tonight. Here's Judd up top. No hezzy, she'll fire. And spin in a three straight away. Nicole Judd finally in the books. That's her first triple tonight. First bucket tonight, I should say, as she has made 22 threes this season now, and it's a 30-point game, largest lead for Troy. Reese Knoll got a look inside, tied up, but a foul. It's going to be called on the floor at 1:38 to go in the quarter. And this one going against Nicole Judd. That is her first, and JCN will throw it in underneath, as that's Trojan team foul number three here in the quarter. Gwen Blattner, Carly Porter, both checking back in. And seats for Riley Thompson and Reese Knoll for JCN. Here's Karina Johnson to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Lobs it up top to Lucy Knoll, who dives in, floats it up and in for two. Nicely done by the sophomore, Lucy Knoll. She's got six. 45-17, the Troy lead at 1:25. Clock moving third quarter. Here's Wettstein on the dribble. Only one field goal in this third quarter, but still leads all scorers with 23. Outscoring JCN by six by herself. Good. Dump down inside, and another assist for Harper Wettstein. Easy finish for Allison Grable. Grable, her first 2 points, gets it back to a 30-point margin. 47-17, Trojans, final minute here in this third quarter. JCN going to work inside. Had it knocked away. Karina Johnson trying to make a post move. Gets back out to the perimeter here, and JCN keeps it alive. Then driving in, knocked away. Lucy Knoll turns it over. And JCN, who's been better in that category, still been an issue all night. Wettstein in the lane, caught underneath, bouncing it to Grable, kissing one off the window, straight away up close. Back-to-back possessions with a Wettstein assist and a bucket by Grable. 49-17, Troy, final 30 seconds of this third quarter. And we get a bump and a foul underneath going against Troy. This one, Haley Williams picks up her second and team foul number four. 31.2 seconds remaining in this third quarter. It's all Troy here tonight. And Wettstein nearly got a steal on the inbounds, but knocked it out of bounds. Took maybe a half second or so off the clock there. So just north of 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Porter to throw it in. Fakes one into the corner. Still looking to find somebody to get it into. Does so to Blattner. Now spinning inside is Schrick. Kicks it back up top. Here is Reese Knoll. Got the kind touch. Correction, Lucy Knoll. Straight away from 18 feet. She's got six of her 8 points here in the third quarter, and the lead at 30 for Troy at 49-19. 14 seconds to go here in the period. Here's Groff, dribble between the rings. Now Wettstein, left side on the wing. 7 seconds, dumps it into Grable at the free throw line. Now Wettstein, backdoor cut, gets to the rack, scoops it up, lays it in at the buzzer, and the dominant night continues for Wettstein and Troy as we go to the fourth and final quarter. Incredible stuff tonight for the Lady Trojans, leading at home over Jefferson County North, 51-19. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game just starting the fourth quarter. Jefferson County North, it has been a rough night, but Karina Johnson, a quick bucket for the Chargers to kick off this final 8 minutes. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tabb and Troy leading it by 30. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. 51-21 after that bucket by Karina Johnson. Inside, shot up and good. Correction, no, it was kicked back out and a three was buried. Didn't see who knocked down that three. There was a lot of traffic. We'll get the call there in just a moment. But a rebound cleared away off the miss there by Allison Grable. 54-21 is our score. It's all Troy. Into the corner with Grable. Works it back to the right wing. Now crossing over. Going baseline. Gets by Thompson. Dumps it down. Wettstein trying to finagle it back up top. Her pass tip taken away by JCN. Turnover by Troy. Here is a hard drive down the middle of the floor. Having it knocked away was Johnson, but gets it back up top. Stepping in, it's Gwen Blattner for a long two. That one's off the right rim. And a rebound cleared away by Haley Williams of Troy. And then Troy turns it over at midcourt. Right back up the floor. Layup good for the Chargers. That one buried by Carly Porter on the left block, and she has got four. 54-23, running clock here in this fourth period. We played 90 seconds. Trojans have it with Williams in the left corner. Now Groff up top, a little bit more shaded to the left. Now Judd right side on the wing. Casual dribbles. Again, Troy, been dominant all night, trying to cruise to their 10th win of the year. Judd again on the right wing. No shot clock here at Troy, so certainly a factor on multiple fronts as Wettstein between the legs with the dribble out near midcourt. Now they go a little three-man weave action. It goes from Groff to Judd, back to Wettstein. Now Judd sets, fires a three. That one not there. And tipped into the hands of Gwen Blattner for JCN. Lengthy possession comes up empty. Here's a baseline drive by Thompson, and she's bumped and fouled left side of the floor. Troy foul going against Haley Groff. That is her fourth. And three new subs coming in for JCN. Emery Hernandez. You got Lucy Knoll. And also on the floor, Karina Johnson and Taylor Schrick as well. 54-23, Troy. Running clock here in this fourth period, about 3 minutes in already. Here's Schrick, back up top, Reese Knoll. Now back to Schrick, working it to the top of the circle. Casual dribbles, left side to Emery Hernandez on the wing. Now at the free throw line is Lucy Knoll, looking for an entry pass. And Karina Johnson bumped from behind and a foul on Troy. This one against Elliot Geiger, who has checked back into the game as well, her first. Inside, Reese Knoll, shot, no. Good defense by Judd, and she clears it away off the miss. Fifth rebound tonight for Nicole Judd. And a long pass up the floor. Wettstein, not sure what she saw there, but nobody even close underneath. Troy turns it over. Get a sub into the game. Ella Grable appearing in her fifth game for Troy, and of course expecting final 4.5 minutes of a running clock. Both teams an opportunity to get some bench players in down the stretch here. But a dominant display tonight, 25 points for Harper Wettstein. Just south of 4:20 to go. Running clock straight away, long two, hitting the rim twice, falling off, missed by Lucy Knoll. Second chance, though, up and in. That one put in by Reese Knoll on the backside. 54-25 to the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Running clock here in this girls' game tonight. Did not expect that. As Harper Wettstein knifes her way into the lane and puts one up and in for two, and she now has 27. 56-25 our score. 3:50 clock moving. Right side, Reese Knoll, open look, a little bit short, hits the rim a second time, falls off into the hands of Harper Wettstein. Wettstein, long pass up the floor, Ella Grable missing the layup in transition, and tipped out of bounds, last touch by Emery Hernandez, and two more subs in for Troy. Avery Kosman, a sophomore, gets her sixth appearance this season. Also, Kyler Ludke back into the game as well. Wettstein exits the floor, would have to imagine that is it for Harper Wettstein here tonight. Another dominant display from her. 56-25, the Trojans leading it. 3:14, running clock, fourth quarter. Here's Ella Grable with it, left side of the floor. It is Geiger trying to shimmy her way in, throws one up, couldn't get it to go from the left block. Emery Hernandez, the rebound for JCN, up the floor quickly. Right wing, Karina Johnson, reversing the basketball, now up top to Reese Knoll, had it knocked away, but a foul called. Boy, reaching in was Wiedmer. And they get Wiedmer reaching in with her first foul. And the running clock right now, 2:47. 56-25, Trojans, dominant display tonight. JCN trying to get a back door. And that one is caught, put up, and a foul against Troy. Free throws coming for the sophomore, Lucy Knoll. Ludke picks up her second. And the running clock continues south at 2.5 minutes. Lucy Knoll tonight, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and make it 9 points as she knocks in the first free throw. Another sub in, Ava Marriott, a sophomore for Troy, appearing in her 7th game this season. Running clock just north of 2 minutes. Lucy Knoll trying to go 2 for 2 at the line here, and she does so. Another sub in for the Chargers. First player for JCN, double digits with 10 points. 56-27, the Troy lead. The Trojans going to improve to 10-6 overall, 4-1 in league play. We'll go to Valley Falls for a league tilt on Friday night. We're down to 140. Here's Wiedmer in the lane, tough shot, no good. A lot of bodies hit the floor and then finally corralled by Geiger, who missed the shot. Second chance up and no good off another offensive rebound. Free throws coming here for Troy, and it'll be Elliott Geiger. 1:21, clock moving. Running clock all fourth quarter here. It was 51-19 going into this final 8 minutes. The free throw a little bit short here for Elliott Geiger. Just her 7th free throw attempt this season, appearing in her 10th game for Troy. Just a freshman, averaging 3 points per. And she missed the second, fighting for the rebound, tipped out of bounds. It'll be JCN basketball. Under a minute to go. This running clock, 52 seconds. JCN can have their 5-game winning streak snapped in what has been a dominant display tonight for Troy, but a positive one there. Right side long two, Holly Kosanke, a junior in for JCN. Her first points, 56-29 Trojans, 35 seconds to go in the game. Right side of the floor, Ella Grable. Up top, it's Kosman. Now Mary out of touch. Works it at top of the key. Now Ella Grable again. Now Wiedmer down to 21 seconds. Trying to knife her way through. Had it knocked away, out of bounds. Running clock at 16 seconds. See if Troy gets one more opportunity here. Both teams getting some younger players in there to get some experience down the stretch, but it was a dominant display tonight for Troy. Final 3 seconds, and it's going to take us to the end of the ball game. Boy, how about it? Troy, off 11 days off, came out, and it looked like they have been as good as they have been all season. A game expected to be competitive tonight. It was not. Girls game, all Troy. They win it 56-29 as they go to 10-6 on the season, 4-1 in league play. JCN, they dropped to 10-7, 4-2 in league play. They have their 5-game winning streak snapped against the Trojans here tonight. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our post-game begins next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At The Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, that was a fun one. If you are a Troy Trojans fan, girls game dominance for the home team Trojans tonight. They defeat Jefferson County North 56-29. It was a running clock the entire fourth quarter. Troy jumped out to a 20-6 first quarter lead, extended it to 35-8 at halftime. It was 51-19 going into the fourth quarter, running clock. Both teams getting a lot of substitutions in, some deep bench players in down the stretch. Not a lot of points in the fourth quarter. Ultimately, a 56-29 Troy victory as they get their 10th win of the year. Now 10-6. They are 4-1 in league play. JCN, they have a 5-game winning streak snapped. Emphatic fashion. JCN now 10-7. They are now 4-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. We got to send it back to the studio here in just a moment as we have the boys game coming up here, of course, in about 10 and a half minutes or so. But let's get you the stats and final numbers in this dominant Troy girls victory here at home tonight, as they were led once again by Harper Wettstein, 27 points. She had 5 rebounds, 5 threes. She was dropping assists. Who knows what the steal number was, but I would have to imagine she was at least at her average of 6 steals per game. She was thievery the entire game, as she is and has been her entire career. The all-time career steals and assist leader, and inching closer to the all-time scoring record as well. But again, another great night for her, 27 points, 5 rebounds. But let's not shy away from Haley Groff, who had 17 tonight as well for Troy and had a couple of threes. Outside of that, you had 5 points from Haley Williams, 4 points, 9 rebounds from Allison Grable, 3 points and 5 boards from Nicole Judd. Unofficially, Troy had 17 turnovers, 26 rebounds, just 1 of 6 from the line, and they knocked down 9 threes. On the side of JCN, they got 10 points from Lucy Knoll. She was 4-for-4 at the line and also added 5 rebounds. Outside of that, 5 points for Riley Thompson, 4 apiece from Karina Johnson and Carly Porter. You added 2 points apiece from Gwen Blattner and Holly Kosenki, also Reese Knoll, 2 points as well for JCN. Unofficially tonight for the Chargers, 27 turnovers, good chunk of that in the first half. They hit all 5 of their free throw attempts. They had 23 rebounds, and they did not hit a single 3 in this one tonight. Tough go for JCN, but again, this was their 4th game in 6 days. And then on the other side, you had Troy, who hadn't played in nearly 2 weeks, their first game since the third-place finish at the Thunder Classic back on January 23rd. So the rest, certainly the advantage tonight over the momentum that JCN had in this one. No surprise, Harper Wettstein, our player of the game here on KNZA, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. 27 points tonight, 1,718 career points coming in, 27 she adds to it, inching closer to Abby Winder's all-time career mark of 1,770 career points. So again, sensational stuff for the Troy girls tonight. They take game one against JCN 56-29. Harper Wettstein, our player of the game, and we step aside for a quick little break. Boys teams are out, ready to go. About an 8 minutes or so break. We'll get it back. We'll get you the starting lineups. We'll dive right into the boys game tonight. Again, the JCN boys have won 6 straight. They're 12-4, 4-1 in the league. Troy coming in at 9-7, undefeated at 4-0. In league play. So this boys matchup tonight, certainly a key one in the Northeast Kansas League. Again, Megan Sturton alongside Brandon Tabman with you. A timeout on the floor. Boys game right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's high school basketball dialed up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.